Welcome to Real Love, Real Stories TV and podcast. This is Kanu and I'm the host. Join me as I learn about love from couples who are making their relationships work and from singles who are making being single fun. In the guest chair today, joining me is Fallon Blake, and we're going to be talking about our own experiences about online dating.
Maybe you should introduce yourself to the audience and tell them who you are, and then we'll dive right in.
My name is Fallon Blake. I'm the host of Ask Fallon. It's a podcast for domestic violence survivors going through recovery. I do divination and spiritual healing through the podcast and self-motivation, utilizing law of attraction and the positive thinking mantras. So I'm also a private chef and an author and writer, and I have a new book coming out next year called The Awakened. So.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. Awesome. So today we're talking about online dating and all those funny stories and everything that our experiences that we've gone through. So to start off with, maybe, you know, why do you do online dating?
Oh gosh, I've been doing online dating for 12 years. And I did it as a way to discreetly get out there because I wasn't really sure about dating. I had been married since I was 16.
Right.
So dating was not something I did back in high school. It was like, you know, you meet the cute boy on the basketball team and there you go.
Right.
But so I had tried to kind of get my feet wet, and it was safe to be online for me because you can kind of screen people.
Right.
And so I kind of did that and developed friendships and talked to them for a couple of weeks, and then I would meet them. Mm-hmm. It took time because I was a single mom and my schedule was crazy. So I didn't have a lot of free time to get out there and go to the club and the bar scene. I just wasn't happy doing that. So right. I stuck to online because I'm shy and it was easier.
And you don't look shy at all.
But I am.
Yeah, no, for me, you know, I've also done online dating over the years. I think for me, it was more, even when I went out and about, I was never approached.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And come to find out, guys always told me, and which was contradicting because I would hear that, oh, you have a beautiful smile. Mm-hmm. Well, when you're smiling and you have a beautiful smile, isn't that inviting for somebody to come talk to you? But then I would hear, on the other hand, they would tell me I'm intimidating.
Oh.
So yeah. That was contradicting for me. So anyways, I decided I would go online dating. So, yeah. Okay. So I want to hear some of the experiences that you've had online dating. And so what has it been like?
So I've been single for 12 years. And being that I'm a domestic violence survivor, dating has been tough for me because I've been trying to work through just being open to commitment again has been really challenging for me. So I decided to focus on raising my daughter. Mm-hmm. So I really didn't go into online dating really, really seriously for a committed, real relationship until about 2-3 years ago.
Okay.
So before that, I'll be honest, I kind of was just looking for a hookup.
Okay.
And that's hard for a woman to just admit readily.
Yeah. Good for you though, but you know what, people do that, but they just don't talk about it.
They don't talk about it. It's taboo.
Kudos to you. Yeah,
so I looked for the hookups because I didn't want the commitment, number one. Mm-hmm. I didn't want the attachment. I didn't want the feelings, because when you're hurting and you're trying to heal, you don't want another attachment.
Right.
So I just needed to have my needs met, and that's what I was doing for about 10 years. Mm-hmm. And I was fine with that. But I met a lot of good men that I hurt along the way, and they were marriage material. They ended up getting married and we're still friends. Mm. But I just was never that girl. You were not going to lock me down no matter what.
Right. Did they know that going into it, that you were just looking for a hookup?
Yeah.
Okay. But they got attached.
They always get attached. They get attached when you don't want it.
Right. Isn't that funny?
It is the weirdest thing in the world. So if you go into it with a "I don't care about you" attitude, they will fall in love with you.
Yeah, yeah. it's the same thing like looking for a job. When you really have to have a job, you can't find it. But when you're not looking for a job, you find a job.
It's so weird. Yeah. I think it's all about the energy that you really put out there and the focus and how it gravitates to you. When you let go and you just be,
right,
whatever it is that you truly want, your inner desires, you attract it. And I think that that's what happened. Is I was trying to run from the commitment to run from, and I was avoiding it. I attracted more of it because I didn't want it.
Yeah.
It's the law of attraction. It's exactly how the law of attraction works. When you want something so bad like that, and you hold on to the idea of it, you hold on to the idea of having, not having it, you push it, you put the energy out there.
Yeah, for sure. For mm-hmm. sure. Yeah. So I am really excited about hearing some of your experiences in terms of like, so maybe let's talk about what is the craziest date that you've been on?
Craziest date.
Yeah.
I went on a date one time.
She's laughing before she even starts talking about it.
I'm so mad about this guy. So I was in DC and this guy asked me out. First of all, I met him at a pawn shop. Horrible place to meet someone. But whatever, right? No judgment. It's a job is a job. He had one.
All right.
So he asked me to some chicken place, some turtle place, some turtle, something in Maryland. And so I was like, okay, I'll go. And my cousin was like, she was with me. And she was like, that's a nice place. He's a nice dude, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. So we go out and we order the food. This guy starts eating my food.
What do you mean?
It wasn't like being sexy and let me have a nibble of your chicken fingers or whatever.
Like full on eating
your food. Full on eating my food. He ate his food. Then he started eating my food.
Wait, he finished his food?
He ate like he was in a rush. Like it was going to be taken from him. So he was eating. So he ate his food and then he started eating my food because I'm dainty. I'm eating my fingers and my nails. And he's like, you know, and I was just like, okay. So then the check comes.
And he didn't pay.
No.
Nuh-uh.
Not only did he eat my food, he thought I was going to pay for his food. Because I'm successful. So he works in a pawn shop. So he thought I was gonna take him out.
He could afford to pay for the first date.
I'm sure he could have, but he didn't. So I had to pay. So I pay for my food, I didn't pay for his.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah, so, because I'm not stupid. But so, I did pay for mine because it was my food, but I didn't eat it.
Did he have money to pay for his?
Yeah, he paid for his because I was adamant that I wasn't paying for his food. I was like, he says, but you insisted that we go out. I said, no, you said you want to go out sometime. I said, I'm free this day.
Wow.
Because I'm in town. Yeah. So yeah, he thought that I was supposed to take him out. And I was like, no.
Wow.
So I had that. Another time I had a guy only pay for drinks. That's all he wanted to do was pay for my drinks. He wouldn't pay for me to eat, and I was sitting there freaking starving.
Wait, did you try to order and he said don't order food, or how did you know?
Well, he says I'm only paying for drinks.
Oh, wow.
This is someone that I have been friends with for like forever. We have never really, 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 really gotten into the dating thing yet because we worked together and we were kind of hesitant on doing that.
Yeah.
But once we stopped working together, we still kept trying to date. But he gets weird every time. Even recently, he was supposed to fly me back to Florida and he chickened out. Like all of a sudden he was like, let me know when you're available and the ticket is yours. I'm flying you in. We're going to finally do this. It's been like 7-8 years. I'm like, bet I'm free. Actually, this weekend, I'm free this weekend. I can fly out this weekend because the following weekend I have my kids. So
right.
He was like, I'm not free till May.
Oh, okay.
I was like, yeah, we're done.
Crazy.
I have lots of crazy dates, crazy, insane situations. But yeah, those are the two that stick out in my mind is like, I'm not paying for your food. You're going to sit here and starve.
That is insane.
Or I'm going to eat your food and you're going to pay for mine too.
Yeah. Oh my God. That's insane.
Yeah.
I was trying to think about that for myself. And the one thing that came to mind was this guy that I met online. I can't remember which dating site it was.
Mm-hmm.
So he put his profile out there and his pictures. And so we decided to meet up, which I don't waste time with like back and forth emailing and all that. I'm like, we like each other. Okay, let's meet up because in person to me is very important. So
gotcha.
We set up a date at Starbucks and I show up and the guy that I am looking for, and he's actually waving at me because he can see it's me, but I can't recognize him because he used pictures from 10 years ago.
Ugh.
And he's like aged 10 years and he looks so different. So I sit down. At this point, I'm like so mad. Like, you lied to me.
Mm-hmm.
And from start to finish, from the time I walked in, I didn't even buy coffee. It was 7 minutes.
That's the shortest date.
I literally sat down. I was like, hey, it's nice to meet you. It actually happened. It was like New Year's Eve.
Mm-hmm.
And my out was, hey, so I double booked myself. I got this thing for New Year's Eve. I got to go. But it mm-hmm. was nice to meet you. See you later.
Mm-hmm.
And I left.
Wow.
Because I was like, you totally lied to me. And if he had put his picture, you know, at that time, what it looked like,
mm-hmm.
I mean, maybe I would have still gone out with him, but you can't lie. And even though it's him, but that's 10 years ago. What are you trying to attract? You know, and then you show up and you don't look the same. So I literally 7 minutes out and I was done.
Wow. So how did you block him after that?
You know, I don't even remember. I think, well, yeah, that's the one thing that, you know, I have to do immediately. Cause you know, I didn't tell him I wasn't interested. So I knew what was coming was, so when do you want to hang out again? Because you were busy, you were double booked, so let's hang out again. So I think, yeah, I can't remember exactly what I did, but I think I blocked him immediately. So I was like, that is insane. So, all right. So I want to hear about a fun date that you have been on. What has been the most fun date that you've gone on?
So the best date that I actually went on was this week. And I went out with a surgeon and we went to have archery lessons because it was something that I desperately wanted to try, but mm-hmm. I just hadn't. It's like a bucket list thing. And I want to do rock climbing. So that's my next thing. And we met online and I drove up to Tucson to go hang out with him. And it was the best date that I've ever had.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, he was awesome. He was great.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so archery lessons, that's fun. I've never done it. Sounds fun.
It was fun.
Yeah. And I was trying to think about a first date that I've been on that I enjoyed. I cannot think, because normally when I do first dates, it's usually like a quick coffee,
mm-hmm.
You know, and except for the one guy or a couple guys that have taken me out to dinner, because I don't like to, like, if I don't like the guy, I don't want to sit there and eat a whole meal.
I get tired of the go out to dinner meals, because when we're in like the fitness, you know, thing, that's how we met, you know. So I want to do active dates.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of my thing this year is active dates. No more dinner dates. Don't ask me to dinner. I'm not going to eat.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I cannot think of a fun date that I've been on. I mean, I've had fun on a date just talking or mm-hmm. drinking coffee, but nothing really fun.
Nothing stands out.
Yeah.
Dang.
Yeah.
So we got to get you out there.
Yeah.
Get some stories.
I know, right? So what about, have you ever been catfished?
Oh, yes. Oh my God. Okay. I got catfished last week, actually.
Oh my God.
This is how I met the surgeon. So I'm on OkCupid. I'll say their name. And I love that one because the men can't harass you unless you swipe for them.
Okay.
So your inbox isn't inundated. Like if you were on POF, POF will inundate you. You have like 800 messages go through and nobody has time for that. So right. I like that because you got to swipe for them.
Oh, okay.
And then you'll see the message come in. So this beautiful guy, stunning, just absolutely visually my type, right? Mm-hmm. Fit, just, you know, wow. Something was off.
Hmm.
The way he spoke, because I'm a writer,
mm-hmm.
when I read any type of stories, I read it in the character's voice.
Right.
It's just the way that I am.
Mm-hmm.
When I read text messages, if I've conversed with you, mm-hmm. I read it in your voice. The
oh,
way
okay.
that you,
I see.
Uh-huh. I pick up on that. I'm just one of those intuitives that way. So the guy who was texting me didn't match the person's pictures.
Interesting.
And I could pick up on that. Very good. In tune with that kind of thing. So I was just like, and it was a Friday night. If you live 15 minutes away from me, it's a Friday night and you know that I'm home Netflixing and chilling by myself and you're that hot and you're sitting at home too and you don't ask me over. Do you know what I'm saying? Because I'm sorry, a guy that fine, he wants to get smashed, right? He wants it. He wants it, and I want it too. Damn it. So I was like, you know I'm home. by myself and I'm doing nothing. I'm texting you and you don't want to come over here and hit it. Like, I'm surprised.
Had you talked?
Well, first of all, he kept sending me pictures of himself.
Okay.
And I was like, that's nice, but you're hot. I know that you're hot. I don't need 10 pictures of you to know that you're hot. You're trying to convince me that you're hot. I already know this, right? From one photo.
Right.
We're not as visual. We're emotional women. Guys are visual. They want 10 pictures of us, but we don't want 10 pictures of them.
Right.
He sends me all 10 pictures, but he didn't send me the one picture that I really needed to see. The junk. I'm just being real. So I was just like, all these photos, but you don't send me your junk.
Right.
You're not you. Because a guy that beautiful is proud of his junk. Even if it is not big, he is going to find an angle where it looks the bomb. Because I know dudes, I know how they operate. So he didn't send me any junk photos. So I was like, I teased him. I told him I was in the bath, because I was.
Mm.
There was like, he didn't ask me for any photos or anything, but I sent him pictures of my thighs with the wet, you know, wet bubbles or whatever. It was sexy. I was like, this is a sexy shot. So I sent it to him and he was like, you're getting me excited. I was like, yeah, show me.
No.
No. He was like, oh, too soon. I was like, catfish.
Mm.
And I knew. So I said, send a picture of you right now. I'm a Virgo and I'm very detail oriented. So he sends a picture and it's 11 o'clock at night. He's fully dressed.
Okay.
I said, this is you right now?
Like he's coming from work or something?
Coming from dinner. So I said, how long have you been home? I've been home for about an hour or so. I've been texting you since I've been home. I said, and you're still fully dressed. Because we know as us women, we come home, we take the bra off, we take the wig off, we take the lashes off, we're done.
Right.
You've been home for an hour and you're like, you're about to jump right out the door. And I'm looking at in the reflection behind him at the window and it's like sunset, sunrise or whatever, but it's not.
It didn't match the time.
So whenever I was telling you about the photo, when I saved the photo on my phone and it tells you the timestamp,
right.
It didn't match. So I was like,
Yeah.
Catfish. So I said, you know what? I'm having a really hard time thinking that this is actually you in these photos.
Mm-hmm.
Defensive, real quick. He goes, well, all right then. Best of luck on your search. And I never heard from him again.
Mm-hmm.
So when I went back onto my dating profile, he was gone. So he blocked me or unmatched me or whatever. So I knew then that it was a catfish.
Yeah.
And then another time I got catfished, I fell for the guy because he was in another country and he was like, you know, doing something else. I don't know what happened, but he ended up calling me and his voice was an accent that didn't match the guy's photo. And so I knew that he was a catfish. So I've been catfished a couple of times and it's always those guys that tell you everything you want to hear. They want to have a family. They want kids. They want to marry. They want to be in a relationship right away. Like they sell you the dream. They sell you everything right up front. And you just think, how could this be, you know?
Yeah.
And they're very in tune. They respond to every text. They text you good morning. They text you good night. They remember everything about your life.
Yeah.
And they're perfect because these people are people who cannot normally talk to a person that looks like you. They just can't. They don't look the part and they have to hide behind an identity.
Right.
And it's sad because they are great people.
Yeah.
I ended up becoming very close friends with a catfish guy. He revealed his true self because I coaxed him into revealing.
Interesting.
He was a great guy.
Really?
Great guy. He lived in Canada, so it was impossible for us to do anything anyway, but we remained friends and he followed me on social media and we were friends for years.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. I don't know what ever happened to him, but you know, he was,
what was his reason for catfishing though?
Cause he was not attractive.
Oh.
He was not attractive at all.
Okay.
And not to me. To someone else, but not to me.
Mm-hmm.
But he was a good dude. He was a good guy.
Well, hopefully you helped him to realize that it's not all about the looks. It could be that you have a good heart.
Well, I told him, I said, if you ever do that again to someone else, you cannot be deceptive because they'll never trust you.
Right.
You are a good person and you deserve to be, you know, with someone who really deserves not just trying to be someone else. I mean, I know with women, we can filter ourselves to death. We can, like I said, we can wear wigs, we can wear eyelashes, we can do, and that's why I chose to be natural today. It's like, you know what? I'm not even going to be myself because I'm at that
gorgeous.
Point.
You're gorgeous. What are you talking about?
Thank you. I'm just, sometimes when you are single for as long as I've been single, you start to wonder if it's your weight or if it's how you carry yourself, your demeanor, or whatever the case may be. And you, even though you take great photos, you still feel down about yourself. Right. And I think that a lot of men, they want the hot girl, but they don't know how to do that. And what they don't understand is, yes, we would prefer someone to be attractive. I mean, my first mm-hmm. husband wasn't attractive. He was a good guy.
Mm-hmm. He was
I went for his heart. He was so nice to me mm-hmm. and he was kind, but he wasn't attractive. I remember, I would have him drop me off at the end of the block because I didn't want anyone to see him.
Oh no.
Yeah, because I was vain. I was a high school student. I was vain.
Yeah,
I'm used
yeah.
to the hot guys. I wasn't a cheerleader. I played basketball, but he was not attractive
yeah.
to me. And so he was kind of average looking. And I just was like, I didn't want anyone to know
yeah.
that I was falling for this nice, he was a Southern guy. Mm-hmm. I was from New York City. He wasn't like anyone that I had normally dated. I dated the pretty boys.
Right.
They were just as pretty as I was. And I was extremely vain. And, you know, I went for the hot muscular and he wasn't all that. He was athletic, but he was a regular guy. And I fell in love with him. You know, I respected him. I wasn't in love with him enough to like stay his wife and that kind of love.
Right.
But I was in love with him enough to be like, I want to be with you.
Right.
And that's how it was. And that's why we got married so young. It was that puppy love when you're 16, 17 years old. And yeah.
But that's why you said initially that you got married at 16.
Yeah, because I was a Catholic school girl. And that was important mm-hmm. to me to have that, you know, that sanctity and be, you know, with him like that. But it just, I was more ashamed of him. Mm-hmm. than anything else.
Yeah.
And I admit I was extremely vain back then. I was thin. I was very attractive. I was fit. I was popular.
Yeah.
I had a rude awakening growing up and, you know, well, since then and, you know, having struggled with weight issues now from accident behind multiple accidents in a row. Mm-hmm. I gained weight from steroids, injections to help me heal from a car accident and things like that. And, you know, then just trauma from depression and
right.
emotional abuse. So, you know, I am glad I'm not that girl.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, so that's been my experience.
Yeah. Well, I was thinking about my catfish story. I mean, you know, I've heard people being catfished and I was like, yeah, until it happens to you, you're like, oh yeah, that does happen.
It does.
Met this guy online.
Mm-hmm.
He said, and I was living in Oregon at the time, and he said he had moved from Europe to Oregon and he had a business. And, you know, like I said earlier, I don't waste time emailing right. back and forth. I was like, hey, let's meet up. And then a day before meeting up, he's like, I have to fly to Alaska. I have this job that mm-hmm. I have to go do. It's only going to take 2 weeks, but I promise you I'll be back and we'll go on our date.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, well, you know, when you come back, hit me up. If I'm still available, we can hang out. And he's like, well, I want to continue talking to you. Can I text you? Can I call you? And we'll talk. I can email because I'm going to Alaska on whatever place and internet was an issue for him.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, sure, you know. And so we continued to text. And at some point I told him, I said, well, it'll be nice to like talk on the phone versus just texting.
Mm-hmm.
So he called me. And mind you, white guy from Europe.
Mm-hmm.
The person that I was talking to sounded Nigerian. And I was like, I even told him.
Yeah.
And I said, I'm having a hard time. I am picking up a really strong Nigerian accent from you. And I have a hard time on, you know, believing that you're really from Europe. Are you catfishing me?
I asked him.
He's like, I don't even know what that is. I would never do that to you. Mm-hmm. I'm coming back to Portland and we're going to go out and you see who I am.
Mm-hmm.
And I even asked him, I said, has anybody ever told you that you have a Nigerian accent? He goes, no, you're the first one to say that to me. So fast forward, 2 weeks goes on by and we're still talking. But still in my head, I'm like, this guy,
intuition.
I'm just wasting time, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So closer to the end of his contract, the story behind why he was contacting me, he says to me, remember I told you that internet is not very strong over here. and I need to create an invoice for this project that I'm working on. Mm-hmm. And I'm wondering if I text you my email address and my password, if you can access some things for me, mm-hmm. you know, take a picture of it and send it to me so that I can mm-hmm. give it to this company. And then I was like, first of all, how are you trusting a person you haven't even met? And secondly, if you're in business, you and I know, because we run businesses, mm-hmm. that you have ways of doing these things and you have some people that you can trust, even your friends, your family. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on, you can't just trust this person that you haven't even met, that yeah. you met online, and you want me to access something. And so then I was like, no, dude, sorry. You're like, you got the wrong person here, and I am seeing what you're doing. You know, I picked it up from the beginning. You're a liar. You're catfishing me. Mm-hmm. Don't talk to me again. And, you know, don't contact me again. So then he's like, you know, I promise you, I just need your help. And I was like, yeah, no, no thanks. So anyways, I, you know, he texted me a couple of times after that, but I was like, no, yeah. please stop.
Yeah.
Yeah. So those are some of the stories that you hear that people, you know, that may potentially be thinking about doing online dating would mm-hmm. think about stories like that and go, I don't want to do online yeah. dating because it's scary.
Yeah, it is scary. So it's a risk.
Yeah. So then I'm wondering, what advice would you have for somebody who, you know, is thinking this is 2019, I am going to go online and I want to start dating, but they're a little bit afraid of maybe being catfished or just putting themselves out there. Mm-hmm. What are some of the advice that you would give somebody who's thinking about doing that?
I honestly have great advice. And this is, you know, because I've been through, I'm a decade veteran here. So, it's 2019. So we have FaceTime.
Right.
Always try to see if they can honestly validate who they truly are. Mm. You need to see their social media. A lot of times people say, I don't have social media. Bull.
But they do.
They do. Yeah. We all have social media. Mm-hmm. My ex, though, my most recent ex actually doesn't have a digital footprint. So it was really, really trusting him initially was really difficult because he didn't have a digital footprint.
Yeah, you have no way of like verifying
if he was really him. Mm-hmm. So he and I connected and we talked. He did have an Instagram. He followed me on Instagram first before even telling me because he picked up my phone number. Your real phone number, if it's attached to any social media, you will be able to trace anybody. Because you can just scroll through and sync your contact to your social media and you'll pull up their real profile.
Yeah.
So if they give you a Google Voice number, they're either one, a catfish, or they're blocking or they're trying to, you know, filter
yeah,
you.
Yeah.
I always give my Google Voice number out before I give my real number. But yeah. some of my Google Voice numbers match. I have several social media sites mm-hmm. because I have several skill sets. I don't right. like to blend them all together. I have my right. Ask Fallon and I have my chef page. I have my writer page. You know, I have multiple pages. Mm-hmm. So he found me that way. I followed him. His page was private. And then I was able to see he had no photos. Mm-hmm. So the only photos that he had was on the dating profile. So I still didn't know it was him. So I had to take a risk. He sent me pictures, but you just never know.
Yeah.
So we met and boy, was he ever beautiful.
Oh, so he was like really himself.
He was really himself.
Even nicer in person than his pictures.
He was gorgeous. He was like an Abercrombie model. And I was oh my God. Like, does this man know how beautiful he is? And I went looking like this. And I was just like, because I didn't think he was real. And then I went looking like my natural self and he just adored me.
Oh, that's nice.
We hit it off and we were like that. But the point of the matter is, when you are doing this is my advice. Google Voice is free. Get a Google Voice number.
Right.
Get a separate social media profile that doesn't link your real true name because then they'll start following you all the time and then they'll stalk you online and that's tough. For me, I can't get out of telling people my name is Fallon. I'm unique. I have a different name. Yeah, I have a heavy digital footprint. Yeah, you can find all of my stuff. So I always go by my middle name. I usually go by Nikki, which is what I told him. I told him my name was Nikki. So when he was like, why did you tell me your name was Nikki if your name is actually Fallon? I'm like, well, my name is Fallon Nicole. So I do go by Nikki, but I do that in my work life, not in my personal life. But I didn't want to tell him that because some men get intimidated by my celebrity and then they don't, you know what I'm saying? They can become obsessed with my social media persona. And so I don't lead with that. I tell them, oh, yeah, I'm a published author. Yes, I used to be on TV, blah, 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 blah. I tell them that later,
right?
Not initially in the beginning, because you can create chaos for yourself.
Right.
But create a separate social media under a name, like I have my apothecary is called the Crystal Vixen or something like that. Mm-hmm. Create a name that's not your name. And the Google Voice.
Right. Get a Google Voice.
Get a Google Voice. And if you can do FaceTime, I suggest use an app like Kick. Kick allows you to do video. So you can see them, but you can use a screen name and you can text off the dating app, but it's free.
Oh, so it's Kick?
Kick, K-I-K.
Okay.
So go have a Kick account or Snapchat, even Snapchat too, because you can do a quick video. You can't upload, so you can do it so you know that they're really them.
Right.
Verify that before meeting. Then meet always in the daytime. Always meet at a casual spot.
Right.
If they're old school, like the guy, the surgeon wanted to do this, like we did a fun date and it was like, he went all out for me because I was driving 2 hours to go see him. Mm-hmm. Some old school people will do that, but these younger generation in our 30s, early 30s, 20s, they don't want to pay for you.
Right.
So they're going to take you to get coffee and they may not even pay for your coffee. It just depends. So you just want to keep it light and cash in the beginning when you're doing online dating and just kind of make it like if you have a dog, meet at the dog park.
Oh, there you go.
You know, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. We met in a running group, go for running or whatever. Guys will always say they want somebody who's fit. I will be honest with you. My pictures will grab these guys in a heartbeat. I'll have them by the balls, literally. Mm-hmm. But when they meet me in person, they're not as turned on anymore. And I don't know if it's because I'm really tall. Mm. So if I'm wearing heels, I'm like 6'4".
And you're towering over them.
I'm towering over them. Yeah. So I try to make it less intimidating by putting ourselves in natural settings.
Okay.
Because I feel like if you're meeting at a formal dinner and you're all dressed up, you're trying to put on your best,
right?
You know, mm-hmm. you got to do something where your vulnerability shows a little bit. Like I said, playing a sport or running or doing something where you're your natural self. I feel like if they like you in your natural element, then when you get all made up and you want to look like a filter, you know, they will be more impressed.
Right.
Because I feel like people today, we have filters. We can wear fake hair and fake lashes and all these things, and we don't look like our true selves. Then they feel like they've been duped when all that comes off, you know? So I always recommend meeting them in that kind of environment. If they like you for who you are naturally, they're a good person to go out and invest time in on a second date.
Right.
Like me, the date that I went on recently, I spent time cooking for him. Instead of him taking me to dinner, I cooked for him because we bonded very, very well. I later regretted that, but I did it. And
which was nice because you cooked for him and you drove 2 hours away to go.
Well, it was technically all total 4.5 hours I drove.
Right.
For a date that was the most amazing date I ever had, but to not get a call back.
Yeah.
You know, was really hurtful for me because it's like, you know, you knew what I looked like up front. Mm-hmm. I was not dishonest. I am as pictured. I am really this curvy. I'm really tall, but he was really short and it was probably just difficult for him because I remember hugging him and he was like right here. And I think it was just, he was uncomfortable, I think. And he was like, I didn't know you were that tall. I knew you were tall, but I didn't know you were that tall. And he kept saying that. So shorter men tend to have that Napoleon complex and they just, you know, when they're small, they're intimidated. And
did he tell the truth about his height though?
He told me he was 5'8" only after the fact because I didn't know what to wear because I didn't know where he wanted to take me because it was like, he's, you know, multimillionaire. And he's like, you know, I'm going to make all these reservations. I'm going to do this. And I'm not impressed by any of that. I've dated millionaires my whole time. You know, I've always dated people who are, you know, I always date above me because I want to grow and aspire. I try to keep like-minded people around me. I don't typically date beneath my education level or any, you know, I don't have time to help anyone grow up. But I just could tell that he felt some kind of way.
Yeah.
I was too much woman for him. I could just tell. But
sad, because that was like the perfect date that you've been on.
It was the best.
Yeah.
And I was willing to overlook a lot of things.
But we're not saying this is the end, because we don't know.
Well, we don't know if this is the end, but my spirit, my intuition
tells
me it's the end. Because as soon as he met me, the communication has dropped. I haven't heard from him in 24 hours.
Right.
Nothing. Mm-hmm. And he was back on the dating profile, because I went back on there and I deleted mine. Like, I'm done.
Right.
So for me, online dating, that was a great way to go out, because he was the best date I've ever been on in my life. Mm-hmm. I was really intrigued, but I know that I'm done now. I'd rather meet people the old fashioned way. Mm-hmm. And, those are my suggestions when trying online dating, get your feet wet. Yeah. There are real people out there looking for serious. But a lot of times people are hurt. You'll find, you won't really find it in between. You'll find someone who's, I've just been recently hurt. I'm just looking for a hookup. And that's fine. People are rebounding. Then you'll find the person is, I've been out here for a decade and I'm ready to get married like tomorrow. And they'll probably get married in like 90 days. So you have those desperate people out there too. You have to be careful about the energy that you attract. If you're hurting, I always say don't date when you're hurting.
No, that's the wrong time.
It's the wrong time. Yeah. You do need that time to grieve, because otherwise there was a saying that I saw online is, don't bleed all over people that didn't cut you.
Ooh, I like that.
Mm-hmm. And that's just critical when dating.
Yeah.
My podcast is more about women who have healed or going through the healing and recovery process through domestic violence, or getting the courage to heal from that. It took mm-hmm. me 10 years to get the courage, because a lot of times you're beat down emotionally.
Right.
And you don't think you're good enough. You don't think you're pretty enough. You don't think you're smart enough, whatever. And you need to be healed through that. And that's why I use tarot and divination and trying to kind of like help people through with healing and Reiki and all those things. I really found that the spiritual connection mm-hmm. helped me heal a lot faster, because mm-hmm. I was avoiding it before. And now I'm whole. I'm much more balanced. I've changed my lifestyle. I date with a different approach. My current situation is I'm done with online dating.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've learned my lesson now. It took me a decade to get here.
Yeah.
But I don't see it getting any better. The catfishing is very real and it's very scary. And you don't want to give too much information, because these people who catfish, they're dangerous. They're deceptive.
Right.
They're liars. And they will do whatever they need to do to gain your trust so that they can get something from you.
Yeah.
So you have to be careful about who you expose yourself to.
Yeah.
Sending pictures of yourself nude. If you don't know these people, you shouldn't be doing that.
I don't do it at all.
Yeah. I don't mind. It don't bother me. I'm sorry. It just doesn't. Because I'm like, you know what? I look good in every photo I done sent out. So if it come back, I'm like, you know, but I know who I send certain photos to. You know what I mean? I don't like recycle my photos, so I delete them. So I know when I see a photo, if I see it again.
If it comes up online, you mm-hmm. know exactly who did it.
Oh, yeah.
That's a good way of knowing.
And they have laws now where you can't do that. So that, you know, people try to threaten you and expose you by, oh, I'm going to post your nude shots. No, there's a law now
that
you can't do that. So, you know, it doesn't bother me. But the last guy that I was in, I call him my ex, but I call him an experience.
Mm-hmm.
He's the man that catapulted me into knowing for a fact that I wanted to find love again.
Right.
I knew without a shadow of a doubt I wanted to love again. He was that man.
Mm.
Stopped me dead in my tracks. But he would always tell me, I want new pictures. I want pictures for me. But I sent him very specific pictures for him that I've never sent anyone else. And they're his photos. So if I've ever seen those again, I know he did it.
He put it out there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's not that kind of guy. So I felt very comfortable, you know, sending him photos. But normally, no, I wouldn't. I would send recycled photos that I knew, you know, that I had or whatever. And, you know, I'm not really worried about anything coming back.
Right.
You know, because like I said, every photo I put out there, I look great. So I'm okay with it. I usually don't put my face in anything, you know, so it is what it is. But online dating can be very, very scary. And you have to really think about it before you do it. Because people are not who they say they are. And people will always put their best self forward. Like she said, 10-year-old pictures.
Right.
We put filters and filters and filters. you know.
Yeah. So, I mean, I've heard so many success stories with that too, people that have been married. But I think to recap what you were just talking about, mm-hmm. Is to approach it in a very careful sort of way.
Mm-hmm.
You said to get a Google number, mm-hmm. not to give out your real, Google number is your real number, but get a Google number,
mm-hmm.
and then don't use your real name. And then use something like you said, KIK, K-I-K,
K-I-K,
to be able to talk to the person and to be able to see them. So you know, mm-hmm. who it is, you know, if the person you're talking to matches the person who's online.
Mm-hmm.
And also kind of, you know, along with that, like find out, are they not available at certain times? You know what I mean? So, cause sometimes it could be a married guy who mm-hmm. is doing this while he's in a relationship and he's only talking to you during his lunch break or something.
Yeah. You pay attention to what they do after work. Cause during work hours, they respond to every text. But do they disappear at right. 5 o'clock mm-hmm. and you don't even hear from them the next day?
At home with their family and uh-huh. wife. And yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. And that happens too a lot. You know, I have one guy that I did meet in person and we've been friends for 4 years. I never had his personal phone number. We only talk on Kick.
Mm.
And I'm like, why do you do that to me? And he was like, I've had crazy stalker women. I said, but you've known me for 4 years and I had never had your phone number.
Yeah.
So he gave me his phone number, but I never used it because I'm so used to texting him on Kick. So we just stay on Kick. And, you know, it's just weird like that. But I definitely recommend you pay very close attention. And I'm going to have to disagree with you with the meeting them right away.
Okay.
Don't meet them right away.
Really? Why?
The reason why is you will waste your time.
Oh, how?
Well, if you don't get to know them a little bit, if they don't converse with you, how do you know if you want to spend physical time with them?
I feel like if I have a connection with the person, like in person,
mm-hmm.
then we can start to talk.
Mm-hmm.
So what I don't do is even give them my phone number. If I'm like on any dating site, you know mm-hmm. how you can message each other from there?
Right.
I message from there and that annoys me. So mm-hmm. I'm like, you know what? In order for us to move to the next step where I can give you my number,
mm-hmm.
we need to have an in-person meeting.
Oh, okay.
And then we have coffee, a 30-minute coffee. If we like each other, usually they ask for my phone number.
Mm-hmm.
Then I give them my number and then we start talking.
Oh, I like
we
that
don't have
That's
to
different.
Have a, yeah, and we don't have to have a second date right away.
Mm-hmm.
But at least I know that you're real.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a
I know
good
that
way to
you
look
live
at
in
it.
Phoenix. Mm-hmm. I know that you're, you know, and you meet sort of that physical look that I go for.
Mm-hmm.
And so once we have that established, absolutely we can chat, we can email, we can whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But at least that initial, you know, it gives me that comfort of knowing I'm not being catfished.
Right, right.
Yeah. And, you know, then in that case, if we exchange phone numbers, then it's like, okay, I can now call you at mm-hmm. 6 o'clock at night or 7 o'clock at night and you pick up and you're talking. And if you do FaceTime, perfect. Because mm-hmm. I know that your wife is not in the other room feeding the kids while you're talking to me in the bathroom.
Yeah.
They will so do it. Yeah. That's my reason for doing that. And okay. I just found that for me, it's helpful.
And it might be a good way to do, if I decide to go back to online dating, I might try it that way because the way that I have done it is I don't like, first of all, I don't have a lot of time.
Right.
So I don't want to waste my time going to have coffee.
It does take a lot of time to do that.
It does. Mm-hmm. I had a 4-hour coffee date one time that didn't turn into anything.
Oh my God.
I mean, it was so much that we needed to have lunch afterward. We only left because we were starving. You know,
but you must have liked each other though to stay 4 hours together.
I thought so, but it never turned into anything. He just kept sending me photos of himself. And like I said, women are not visual like that. I don't want to see a daily selfie of you. I want to know when we're going out.
Right.
Are we going to be dating? You know, and he just never, he just kept taking selfies and sending selfies and never asked me out again. And I was just like, I'm not even going to reply.
He was not serious.
Yeah. No, 4 hours of my time. I hated that he wasted 4 hours of my time.
Yeah. You know, and another thing to keep in mind when you're going on a date, I often say, you know, I have about 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but I got to go do this. So when I show up, I say, you know, we say hi or whatever. And then I'm like, you know, I have just let you know, I have that 30 minutes and I need to go and do whatever that I said I was going to do
mm-hmm.
so that he knows that we're only going to be together 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if I'm having fun though,
mm-hmm.
then I can absolutely tell him the truth and say
mm-hmm.
that 30 minutes was just for me to see if we connect.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm actually having fun. If you're having fun, then, you know, we can continue talking.
Mm-hmm.
But if I'm not, you know, excited to be there, then I have that 30 minutes and that's all I can give them. And
yeah. I think for me going forward right now, I'm just going to try to do the dating thing from a physical going out and meeting,
right,
and being at networking events and things like that.
That's a good one to meet people.
Yeah. Mixers and things, just getting out there. I think I'm gonna leave the online dating world alone for right now. Another thing too is they have a lot of options. So a lot of times their conversations and they just will, you know, they're filtering through, you know? So they're seeing who's more available or who's more shallow or whatever they can get. And they're always online. If they're always online, it's just not a good sign.
Yeah. They're fishing.
Mm-hmm.
They got a hook in the,
they're looking and that's true. And you never know.
Yeah.
I always suggest to look at your competition. Go on there and see what kind of women are on there in your area and look and see what you're up against. And it's not to compare yourself, but it's just to see what they're looking at.
Right.
So if you see a lot of women out there that are, you know, scantily clad and they're, you know, desperate, read what their profiles say. A lot of times people don't read, and I always like to put like hidden phrases and hidden catch things in the bottoms of my profile to see who made it through to the last word. It's a witch hunt, right? Like, who made it through? You've been filtered. You can go through to the next level.
Right.
So that's kind of how I do it. But a lot of times they just look at your photos and that's it.
And that's what they, yeah, that physical look. And do you meet my criteria for what I'm looking for? And then if so, I'm going to message you. And if not, you know.
Yeah. So. Or they want to see full body pictures. That those are, or turn around so they can see your butt.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Not for me.
No.
Full body, I get. Because, you know, we all have a type. So if you want to see a full body, you want to see if this person fits whatever that type that you, that I get, but don't ask me for naked pictures. Don't ask me for my butt or whatever.
Yeah.
Cause you're not getting that from me.
I had to change my photo because I always did selfies because I never had a full length mirror.
Mm-hmm.
I just didn't have one. Yeah. I didn't care for it. I'm not vain like I was in high school. I don't care. But I had my bathroom mirror, so it was like a half, so you could see like all the way down to like the top of my thigh, but you couldn't see all the way to my toes.
Right.
So I went and bought a full body length mirror because people kept saying, I can't see, like, you know, what they want to see. And I'm like, okay, well, so I bought a full body mirror. I'm very shapely. I'm very, very curvy. So if you see a full body, you're going to see how big my booty is, how big other things is, whatever. I don't want to attract guys like that. That's why I don't put, I try to do headshots and then because if you do full up here, you can see how big my breasts are and they're real. So it's like, that's the first question you get. Are they real?
God.
So you think I'd pay for the size? No.
Like, get to know me a little.
But that's how it is. Yeah. It's challenging. So I have big hair. So I try to cover, you know, the cleavage. Sometimes I just can't cover it.
Right.
You know, it is what it is. But I don't like men only knowing what I look like and they don't care about that I'm actually brilliant, that I have several businesses, that I've been through some things in life. You know, I need them to understand and connect with me on an intellectual level. And that's what the surgeon did. He was a brilliant man. He connected on an intellectual level.
Right.
It didn't turn sexual at all. It was just great. But in the end, no callback.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
So I just rather meet people in person.
Yeah, no, I agree. Mm-hmm. Well, there you go, folks. I want to know about your dating experiences. If you decide to try online dating, send me a message and share with me whether you've been catfished. Hopefully not. tell me what you the most fun date you've been on and what your dating experience has been. Thanks for tuning in. I want to extend a special thank you to my guest for this week's episode. And thank you very much for listening to this week's episode. I hope you enjoyed it. So please go to iTunes. You can subscribe, rate, and review. And also, if you want more information about any of these episodes or you want to submit your own story, go to www.realloverealstories.com. And remember to follow me on social media. I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, all under Real Love Real Stories. Till next time.